Forward. It is very difficult today to read a newspaper or listen to a television news program and not walk away with a definite sense of fear and dread. It many times appears as though this world has gone mad. But as Christians, we have the unique ability to view this world and its circumstances in a very different light. In 1973, I was one of those people who had a significant amount of fear and anxiety as part of my everyday life. In May of that year, I walked into the office of a man by the name of Jack Hartman. And little did I know that it would have been a life-changing day for me beyond anything I could have imagined. I took a job working for Jack, and it was obvious from the outset that Jack truly believed more in me than I believed in myself. 1 year later, Jack would become a Christian, and the following year I would as well. Up to that point, Jack had been my business mentor, but he would then become my spiritual mentor. Jack taught me that all scripture was God-breathed and that the victory in my life would come as I read, understood, and applied the Word of God in my life. Since fear was such a big part of my life at that time, Jack spent hours teaching me what God's Word said about fear and how I could be free from fear by trusting in God's Word. One of the scriptures that Jack taught me was 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, and that became my theme scripture. Over and over again, based on Jack's instruction, I would repeat, quote, "For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind," end quote. Many days I would repeat this scripture, and many others, hundreds of times. Slowly but surely, my fear subsided. Jack helped me to know how to continuously live a life free from fear. But he didn't help just me. I watched as Jack helped many, many people find the same freedom from fear. As you begin reading Jack's book, Overcoming Fear, please understand that this is not just some intellectual work. Jack has written this book from practical experience by putting into action in his own life the very things he is encouraging you to do in yours. Overcoming fear will help you to understand where fear comes from in the first place. You will learn who is the author of fear and how our Heavenly Father has given us specific instructions as to how we can experience total freedom from all forms of fear and anxiety. You will learn about how we are to meditate on God's Word and how this is one of the secrets to victory over fear. You will learn that God's power is stronger than any attack of our enemy. God never intended for His children to live in fear. His desire for us is to always live in the peace and protection of His amazing grace. Overcoming fear will allow you to look into the future with absolute hope and trust in our wonderful God. It is my prayer that as you read this amazing book, like me, you will experience the ability to live a life free from fear, which is exactly what God desires for your life.
Edward C. Hyers, CLUCHFC, CEO, Northeast Planning Associates, Incorporated, Pastor, Shiloh Community Church.